This is a WUKY News in-depth report.
It can take years for an artist in whatever medium to develop and master their craft. In Kentucky, a government-sponsored program is working to make sure the artist's knowledge continues to thrive in local communities. Brenna Angel reports.
In a small studio in Lexington, master fiddler Daniel Carwile prepares for a lesson with a student, first by tuning her instrument. They meet for 45 minutes once a week.
One, two, three.
At age 60, Karen Jones is not like most of Carwile's students. She's a retired lawyer and a member of two musical groups.
I had some classical training as a child, and then when I became a member of the Real World String Band, which is it's an all-women's string band, we had a Clymer banjo player, and she taught me a lot of fiddle tunes.
Several years ago, Karen heard Daniel Carwile and his wife Amy playing a show at a local bookstore.
And I thought, wow, there are some good fiddlers.
Karen got hooked on fiddling and started taking lessons with Amy. She's now working with Daniel to prepare for fiddle contests under a program sponsored by the Kentucky Arts Council.
One thing that we're learning is contest style, which is basically, in my opinion, old time with lots of melodic variation.
The Kentucky Folk and Traditional Arts Apprenticeship is a grant program that pairs master artists with other artists or musicians in their community. The Arts Council awards participants $3,000 to spend a year learning with a local expert.
You also get the behind the scenes, the traditions, the stories, what makes that tradition come to life.
Mark Brown is a folk life specialist who helps oversee the program. Besides musical art forms, the grant is also open to storytellers, dancers, and craft artists. Brown says the program's goal goes beyond just preserving the local traditions.
We accept that some things are going to stay the same from generation to generation, but things are going to change with each new generation that learns. Like each new artist that learns a tradition is going to add his or her own individual expression to that. And that's what we're really interested in studying, how traditions change.
Back at the studio, Daniel teaches Karen bowing techniques that will help her with her fiddling, especially at contest events. But he doesn't want students to lose sight of their own musical intuition.
Like the contest style tunes, if I'm showing her a tune, let's say Billy in the Lowground, I'll give her lots of what I call variations from the past 100 years from lots of different people. And here we are in the future by 60 years. The style has to continue to evolve and move and grow like all styles, but I'm open-minded enough, and some people aren't, that every player should autograph it and sign it with their own melodic ideas.
With budget cuts becoming an annual fact of life for government agencies, the Kentucky Arts Council has seen many of its programs eliminated. The apprenticeship grant, however, is entering its 20th year, and administrators are reviewing applications from artists across the state. The Carwiles will take the stage this weekend with Karen Jones and her band Tall, Dark, and Handsome in a concert at Natasha's that's presented by WUKY. Reporting for WUKY News, I'm Brenna Angel.